I'm Brandon.
Hi, I'm Chris. Welcome to Hooping Through History Podcast, the podcast that gives you history and hoops.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Hooping Through History. My co-host, Chris, is on vacation today, so I'll be leading today's discussion. On today's episode, we'll be talking about one of the biggest sports scandals in history, the O.J. Simpson case. It shouldn't come as a surprise that the world of sports involves its own drama. After all, the athletes and the people involved are only human. And when it comes to sports, many of the dramas involve what happened during the sporting events themselves, but even more often, what happens in between the events. As we all know, star athletes are put on pedestals. They're regarded as above humans, their accomplishments are expected, and their big mistakes are scrutinized. A scandal in sports can be huge, and these are overblown another 10 times because of the athlete's place in society. Because of too many children, they are considered to be role models. Today I want to focus on one of the biggest scandals centered on a well-known football player, O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson, nicknamed The Juice, is an American former football running back, broadcaster, actor, and advertising spokesman. Simpson attended the University of Southern California, where he played football for the USC Trojans and won the Heisman Trophy in 1968. He played professionally as a running back in the NFL for 11 seasons, primarily with the Buffalo Bills from 1969 to 1977. He also played for the San Francisco 49ers from 1978 to 1979. In 1973, he became the first NFL player to rush for more than 2,000 yards in a season. He holds a record for the single-season yards per game average, which stands at 143.1. He was the only player to ever rush for over 2,000 yards in the 14-game regular season NFL format. Simpson was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1983 and the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1985. After retiring from football, he began a new career in acting and football broadcasting. The most infamous scandal by far in sports history had very little to do with sports itself, but with the murder of two people. In 1994, Simpson was arrested and charged with the murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her boyfriend, Ron Goldman. On live TV, Simpson drove away from the cops for an excessive amount of time, in one of the most insane moments in television history. Once O.J. was caught, it was declared he would go to federal court. Thereafter, 9 months of trial, Simpson, in one of the most notorious court rulings in recent history, was found not guilty. This is after numerous DNA samples have made it apparently evident that he was at fault, as well as holes in his story. Perhaps the most known part was when the court asked Simpson to put on a glove, the one whose prints were found on the gun. And though it obviously fit, he faked a struggle to put it on. There are a few people in America who deny that he was guilty. Yet, he was found not guilty. Why would a man be found not guilty of a crime that he committed? During the early 90s, injustice came to a head when four officers were videotaped ruthlessly beating Rodney King in 1991, only to be acquitted when they went on trial. 2 weeks after King's beating, a Korean-American grocer shot a black customer, 15-year-old Latasha Harlins, in the back of the head. The grocer, convicted of voluntary manslaughter, received probation, a fine, a community service, but didn't go to jail. By the time Simpson came to trial, most of the black community in Los Angeles had ample reason to view law enforcement as lacking not just credibility, but basic rightfulness. Victimization fed a loss of respect for law enforcement, and that loss of respect in turn transformed victims into victimizers. Much of the country has wondered how Simpson could possibly have been found innocent. An unspoken assumption is that the predominantly black jury didn't have much faith in the judicial system, and they took matters into their own hands. People believe that vengeance for Rodney King played a role in Simpson's acquittal. Racism embraced in this O.J. Simpson case, the role it played went beyond any evidence on display. Racism formed the majority of the defense's case. The notion of the LAPD might frame a black man was completely within the realm of possibility for black people in Los Angeles. And Simpson's legal team knew that. Given the facts of the case, I believe O.J. Simpson committed the crimes that he was charged for. But the juror wanted justice for the brutality against King and Harlins. A moment of disbelief for people everywhere, and truly the most insane moment in history. This concludes this week's episode. Thanks everyone for tuning in to this week's episode of Hooping Through History. See you guys next week. Deuces.